All right. Emerald D5 here, ready to answer the Cranky Pants Questionnaire by Nickel Silver. Question 1. Philosophically speaking, the best way to deal with anger and disappointment? Embrace. Honestly, it's there. You need to actually deal with it, but not let it control you. So, attack, that's right out in my mind, because then you're just kind of giving in, just like Inigo Montoya did. And shrug, I'm sorry, I gotta actually deal with things, not ignore them. Number 2, contemplating vengeance. What's your pleasure? Poison, pistol, anthrax, ice pick, or car bomb? Let's see. Pistol? Never been much good with guns besides up close like that, no. Same thing for an ice pick. Anthrax? I've had enough diseases in my life. Now, car bombs, that sounds interesting. I've had a little bit of experience in just some wiring things, so yeah, that wouldn't be hard. Poison. I did always say that if it ever reached that point, since my wife said death before divorce, she has a collection of knives, so if I got stabbed by 38 knives in 68 different places, it probably wasn't suicide. I know her peanut oil allergy, so we dance around for that moment. 3, when confronted by a bona fide jerk, what do you do? Number 2, get even, but really it's close to smiling and practicing acceptance. I don't tend to do it for minor things. I let those wash over me. But if you're hurting somebody else, yeah, that pushes my buttons. I've done work in the hospitality industry, and I've had girls under my management that were continually getting hit on by a jerk who wouldn't just understand, back off, dude, and we couldn't directly tell them. So I came up with my own way around the strictures. I would come up and start flirting shamelessly with the man until he got uncomfortable enough to be going, wait, I don't like men. I said, well, yeah, but she doesn't like you either, so I figured I'd have a chance. Let's see. Do you consider problems barricades, temporary setbacks, or opportunities to practice patience? Temporary setbacks. You work your way around things. Or through them. But, they're not a barricade. You can always find something to do, or at least change your own how you're going to handle it. Number 5. Don't bring a gun to a knife fight. Sound advice or excuse for weak people who flunked out of the Assassin's Guild? Actually, to be honest, at a gunfight, you bring something bigger. A nice Tesla death ray would be good. Always wanted to build one of those. Woe is me. Pity party? Table for one? Bullshit! Yada 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 yada. How do you stop feeling sorry for yourself? Really? I just try and think positive thoughts. Do things to distract myself until it's not quite so intense, and then look at it. Meditation helps. Let it out. Which of these options appeal to you more? Whack a pillow with a wiffle bat, share your feelings with a friend who won't co-sign your bullshit, or have angry sex? As much as I am into sadomasochism, angry sex, nah, I like to have fun with the person I'm having sex with. Really, I'd have to say sharing my feelings with a friend who won't co-sign your bullshit. It's a good way to bounce something off of someone. It helps. Which GWA audio turns your frown upside down? Well, let's see. The recent joke-off, really, was interesting, and it brought a smile to my face. There's a lot of them. I look for the fun ones if I'm really wanting to get cheered up. Name 3 things you are grateful for right now. My health, my intelligence, and my friends and family. Nothing gets those sweet, sweet endorphins flowing like exercise. Do I prefer to go for a stroll, charge up a hill, have enthusiastic sex, punch a heavy bag, or dance? I'm hopeless at dance, unless it's ballroom. Society training for that. Really? Go for a stroll. I've already mentioned I like walking. Enthusiastic sex? Well, yeah, I'd enjoy that, but if I'm really just needing the endorphins going, do that. Whoever said you can't buy happiness hasn't had a massage or bought new lingerie. Name your favorite self-indulgence. Yeah, this one shouldn't come to any surprise me. It's gather up a bunch of ingredients and try a new recipe, and hopefully have somebody I can feed it to. Pull your head out of your ass, roll up your sleeves, and volunteer for a worthy cause like fill in the blank. Well, let's see. I do some donation work and occasional other things for the Humane Society. Pets have always been a big thing to me. I also help out with a geek charity that raises money for a home for women and children from that have left battering spouses. Basically, I help run a charity auction each year. Number one tune on your happy music playlist is... well, let's see. It would probably be A Talk with George by Jonathan Colton, just because it kind of orients on what you need to do in life. Found it to be an interesting song. Of course, on the other hand, with Jonathan Colton, I also have my alarm, which is I Feel Fantastic, which is slightly dark in the music, but I like it. And yeah, I do kind of feel better, even though I have procrastinated again, Nickel Silver. But I'll get to work now.